This article is entitled United Through Music During a Pandemic, written by Linda Fiore. Kathy Elkus unlocks the door to the Church of the Abiding Presence in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, removes the cover from one of the two organs, and arranges her music on the stand. As music director for worship life at United Lutheran Seminary, she's not preparing to play for in-person worship. Instead, Elkus is getting ready to record music for a streamed Wednesday chapel worship presented each week by ULS faculty on the seminary's YouTube channel. The pews are empty except for a lone recording engineer, who along with Elkus and one singer is masked and socially distanced over the next hour. Music is intrinsically linked to the Lutheran liturgy. As the ALCA resource What is the Role of Music in the Lutheran Liturgy explains, Luther regarded music first and foremost as gift, one of the principles of music listed in Principles for Worship. God creates music as part of the whole creation and gives it to humankind to develop and shape. Luther himself was a musician and composer who penned the iconic hymn Ein Festeberg ist unser Gott, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Before the pandemic, church musicians had the ability to develop and shape the role of music in weekly worship, but in the spring of 2020, the person-to-person interaction so crucial to musical performance and worship itself disappeared overnight. In Philadelphia, Charles Leonard, ULS Dean of Worship Life, knew of Elkus' role as organist and choir director in Gettysburg. At the time, the Philadelphia campus didn't have a permanent music director, so students there would rotate serving as instrumentalists and singers. While the seminary was well positioned for remote teaching and learning before the pandemic, applying the same technology and approach to worship life on two campuses more than 200 miles apart included a robust distance learning community, and that was uncharted territory. Given the distance, Elkus said she and the worship life team had to get to know each other during initial discussions on how she could fill the role of music director for the campuses. The question was not only how do we bridge the geographical gap between the two campuses regarding worship music during the pandemic, but the cultural gap as well, she added. One would never know that Elkus had previously played exclusively in the Gettysburg Chapel for Wednesday worship, in addition to the other EULS projects, because transitioning to her new role as music director was seamless. Growing up, Elkus wanted to be a church musician. Her grandmother was a devout Lutheran, and while attending church with her as a young girl, Elkus knew she wanted to be the one playing the organ and directing the choir. She studied piano at University of Maryland in Baltimore County and went on to earn a master's degree and a doctorate in music from the school's flagship campus in College Park. She's been a working musician since the age of 17 and also organist and choir master at Memorial Episcopal Church of the Prince of Peace in Gettysburg. The collaboration between Elkus and ULS worship team was a natural evolution. There was never a discussion of not having music, she said. I feel as though some walls came down when we collaborated on how to program and present music for Wednesday chapel worship in a way that wasn't defined by physical space. Music is so easily accessible these days. One can grab it off almost any digital platform, and virtual choirs and orchestras for which musicians record their parts on cell phones have become commonplace. Yet they are unnatural. None of us thought the pandemic would go on this long, Elkus said. Music in the Lutheran Church is not a solitary venture. It's one of many ways we become united through our faith. It's hard to imagine what worship and musical performances will look like when COVID-19 is no longer part of our daily lexicon. Yet, as Elkus notes, she says, music and Lutheranism belong together. It's our job to be sure music doesn't get lost so seminary students can continue the legacy of these traditions and carry them forward to their own congregations in the future.